a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 6:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky. It's 92 degrees. KSL's top story. Breaking news here on KSL News Radio. Salt Lake City police say they're investigating a homicide. It's in the area of Harrison Avenue and Major Street this afternoon. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live at the scene right now. So, Kelly, what's going on?
Jeff, I am at Harrison and Major Street. This is just kind of south of 1300 South and State Street, and all we know is there is a middle-aged man who was murdered. We don't know how or what led up to his death. All we know is that officers told me is they expect to be here for a while. Right now, the area is taped off, and there must be at least a dozen officers here. So if you're in the area of Harrison and Major Street, maybe just turn around as we learn more information. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
We continue to follow the story. KSL News Time, 6:31.
Democratic vice presidential nominee.
At their first appearance together this afternoon, Joe Biden and Senator Kamala Harris said they're ready to get to work. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Senator Kamala Harris's opening message tipped her hat to those who paved the way.
Joe, I'm so proud to stand with you. And I do so mindful of all the heroic and ambitious women before me.
Biden touting Harris's record and both of them taking aim at President Trump.
The president's mismanagement of the pandemic has plunged us into the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression.
Harris blaming the president for why the U.S. leads the world with the most COVID-19 infections. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Republicans and Democrats in Congress are in a standoff over stimulus relief. Maria Chaleos with the very latest live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, White House representatives refused to compromise with key Democrats over the details of a new stimulus package and unemployment benefits. President Trump this afternoon blaming the Democrats for stalling the process and asking for too much.
They've asked for a ridiculous $3.5 billion, that's billion, for universal mail-in voting, a system riddled by fraud and corruption.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says they are just asking for Republicans to meet them in the middle. President Trump gathered a select group of parents, teachers, and students at the White House to discuss reopening schools during the pandemic. Among them, Dr. Melanie McGraw-Pachesky, who is a mother of three school-aged children. She says her kids will be back in class.
I just think the science is so clear that the risk of death or hospitalization for children with this virus is so, so low. But we know the risk of missing school are catastrophic. We probably don't even know how high they are yet.
Many of Utah schools will begin class next week. A handful of districts across the country have already started. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Trump administration wants to make some changes to water flow. Todd Fuchs has the details.
That's right, Jeff. The White House wants to change the definition of a showerhead to increase water pressure. This comes after the president expressed that this was a pet peeve of his.
They take a shower and water comes dripping out. It's dripping out, very quietly dripping out. People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once. They end up using more water. So EPA is looking at that very strongly, at my suggestion. We're looking at very seriously at opening up the standard. And there may be some areas where we'll go the other route, desert areas. But for the most part, you have many states where they have so much water that It comes down. It's called rain.
Last year, Trump had ordered a federal review of water efficiency standards in bathroom fixtures. Other national stories the KSL is following. A little more than half of U.S. elementary and high school students will attend school virtually. A new study found that just 25% will attend every day. 19% have some sort of hybrid model. Texas, a recent hotspot for the virus, is like a patchwork quilt of different choices. Schools in the rural panhandle are all nearly in person. Equally rural southern Texas schools have opted for virtual. And Houston is virtual, but some schools in Harris County, where Houston is, are in person. A notice to a handful of homeowners in the Daybreak area has generated a firestorm of response after hitting social media. KSL News Radio's Mark Juke reports.
That notice asked the homeowners to remove their Black Lives Matter signs from their yards. Instead, some of them posted the notices on Twitter yesterday, generating a rapid response and prompting an apology from the association today. Homeowners say there's nothing in the bylaws regulating such signs. In a notice to the eight homeowners, the association says the notices were placed in error. Mark Juke, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35.
And a quick check on traffic. Ricky Meese, the trouble spots, please.
Well, we have a lot of the earlier freeway delays clearing out, but the road is still closed. Northbound Mountain View Corridor at 110th South, while fire crews remain on the scene of that roadside fire. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, fake sports. The inside scoop on the make-believe basketball crowd you see on TV. Stay here for my minute of news coming up next.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.